Brewers 360 is sponsored by All Right Home and Remodeling, and our guest is Brewers broadcaster Sophia Minert. All right, day off today, Sophia, and then nine games here in the stretch run. Do you have a number in mind of how many we need to win? Is it nine?
No, it's not nine. It's not, but they do need to win a lot of games. You know, I think they did what they had to do in Cincinnati. It would have been nice to get the sweep yesterday, but, you know, Craig Counsell said after the game, like, you know, they've earned the opportunity to make this a really fun homestand. You know, they don't have a ton of margin for error. They don't have to be perfect, but, you know, they're a game and a half out. They've got nine games at home, which I think is a good thing for them. And probably most importantly, they got the pieces back in the starting rotation that they needed to, you know, with getting Aaron Ashby and Eric Lauer and Freddie Peralta back. And, you know, yes, it's shorter appearances, but just to get them back in the mix and to get innings from them, I think is going to be really helpful. And they're going to need all of it, you know, this coming week.
So, Sophia, conversely, the Phillies finish with nine straight on the road, and the Padres have some really stiff competition. Just how important do you think, and I hate to use the phrase home field advantage, but it is, how important is that going to be for the Brewers over the next week and a half?
It absolutely matters. You know, I think getting an off day today, it just allows everybody to sort of reset and regroup for what's going to be a really challenging week. And we know it's like, you know, being on the road, traveling, different environments, it can be challenging for anyone. So I think being at home is huge for them. They've been playing really well at home lately. You know, the teams that are coming in, it's two against St. Louis, four against Miami, three against Arizona. You know, these are going to be, you know, seven of those games are going to be against teams with below 500 records with Miami and Arizona. That doesn't make anything automatic. They still have to play very well to win. But yeah, the Padres have three games against the Dodgers. I think they then finish with the Rockies, if I'm not mistaken. And the Phillies, like you said, they have a really long road trip. I think they go Cubs, Nationals, and then they finish with the Houston Astros. So that's not easy either. And you know, the way that this last week has gone, it feels like the Padres and Phillies are changing spots every other night. So right now it's a game and a half, and Philly's the team in front of them, so it's there in front of them if they can do it.
Is it home runs or nothing for this offense? It kind of feels that way watching this ball club, Sophia.
You know, I think they've done a better job of changing that narrative. I mean, certainly home runs were a story in the Reds series this weekend, but that's been true all year long against the Reds, quite frankly. They hit more homers against the Reds than any other team. But I think, you know, like walks has always been a huge part of their offense. That's what leads to like the multi-run homers. That's what leads to big innings. And I think they have done a better job of like some of the situational stuff of being able to move runners. And, so I think they've done a better job in those areas, but you know, this offense is certainly, you know, it's built on power. You know, that's been primarily how they've scored runs. They've been one of the best teams in the National League at doing that. And, you know, Craig Counsell's, you know, go-to line is always that, like, you know, the home run is still the best play in baseball. So if they're pretty good at that, that's a good thing.
Real quick, Sophia, are the high socks going to stick around? I saw some guys toying around with that fashion choice.
Yeah, that was funny because that was after Colton Wong's three homer game. You know, I think this was the first night we were there, and then the next day, I think it was like within an hour of game time, they all decided they were going to go with the pants up, which you can decide. You can decide if that's a good look for everybody. That's fan choice there on that one. But the real credit goes to equipment manager Jason Schauger, who was absolutely scrambling. You know, again, like an hour until first pitch, when they all decided they wanted to go pants up, of like making sure everybody had the right size.
It absolutely is the look,
and everything. Yeah. And I think Eric Lauer actually went out and pitched in Devin Williams' pants. I think that's how much of like a crunch they were under. So, yeah, it's, you know, but then the next day they went back to their normal look. So, I think at this point, it all counts, right?
I want them back in the equipment closet.
Whatever makes you feel good.
Yeah, break out the old stirrups from the 80s. That's what I'm looking for.
There you go.
Then we can talk.
Exactly.
Sophia.
Bye, guys. Have a great day.
All right. Hoping for more home runs this week. Again, nine more for the Brewers, all at home as we make a run at the playoffs.